It's been a decade since Ohioans overwhelmingly approved tougher rules for high-interest payday lenders. The law worked, and then it didn't, once the businesses found a loophole that lets them still charge interest rates approaching 600%. State House correspondent Andy Chow has been following another effort to crack down on payday lenders. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
So Ohioans tried to fix this in 2008. Why did that not work?
Well, yeah, they voted on a measure, and overwhelmingly so. It passed with more than 60% of the vote. It would have capped these interest rates at 28%, but the groups that hand out the loans, these payday lending stores, they just found other ways. They found these different loopholes to be able to still apply higher interest rates. For example, instead of operating as a payday loan vendor, they can operate as a credit service organization. Mm. They've also gone through auto title loans. And so this group says enough is enough. The people wanted a 28% cap, so we're going to close these loopholes.
So that's what this ballot initiative would do. It's a hard 28% cap?
It's a hard 28% cap on these short-term loans. They identify all the ways that the organization has gone around it and try to close up as many loopholes as they can identify.
And this would go on the November ballot if the petition signatures are verified?
Right. So we're at the stage now. There are two times where people have to hand in petitions. The first one, which is the step that this group is at now, they just handed in 2,000 signatures to the Attorney General's office. They need 1,000 verified signatures to be able to go to the next step, which is to collect more than 300,000 signatures by July 4th. Now, if they're able to get 300,000 verified signatures, then they can get on the November ballot. But that takes a lot of effort. I mean, mm-hmm. we've heard this many times before. It's expensive to put a ballot on the to put an issue on the November ballot in Ohio. So it's going to take a lot of money and a lot of volunteer effort.
And the critics of this industry are just one side of this argument. There is obviously a demand, and the businesses say they're providing a service that people want.
Yeah, and they say that in order to put out these loans, they need to have some sort of leverage. They need to be able to recoup their money in one way or another. There's also a lot of people out there, I mean, even members of the group that's seeking reform, they say there is a purpose for these loans. They say that there are people who find themselves in hard times that need a loan really quickly. So there is a reason that these things are around. The advocates just say there's a way to do this the right way to make sure that there's no predatory practices.
And if they are paid off quickly, they do not get into that 600% territory. They are somewhat effective if people can pay them off quickly, but that does become problematic. We should say also that the federal government has recently rolled back some regulations on that industry.
Yeah, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which you will remember that former Attorney General Rich Cordray was the director of that bureau. He was doing a lot of things to crack down on the industry, and new rules were supposed to go into effect in 2019. Now, under the Trump administration, there's a new director, and they're starting to roll that back. So the culture of cracking down on payday loans on the federal level is not so much. It's a much looser culture now. And that's why this group, the Ohioans for Payday Loan Reform, say that it's important for Ohioans to step up and do this on a state level, because we don't know what's going to happen on a national level.
One more thing, just to confuse listeners a little more. There is a bill in the State House that would make some of these same changes as the ballot initiative. Why has that not gone anywhere?
Well, the Speaker of the House, Cliff Rosenberger, said that he wants to pass this forward. He wants to move it along. But it was introduced early last year. It didn't get its first hearing until the end of last year. It's only had two so far. So it's hard to read what's really going on with this bill. It seemed like there was support for it, and now there's not. And so the people who are working on this ballot issue say, hey, you know, we want this bill to pass, but if it doesn't pass, we're going to keep moving forward and just take this issue to the voters.
State House correspondent Andy Chow has been following activists who have submitted initial petition signatures to get another measure on the fall ballot that would once again seek to tighten rules on payday lenders. Andy Chow, thanks again.
Thanks, Steve.